Blog Talk Radio. peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Can you hear that bird up there? That's a good sign. Twin flames. Uh-oh. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. I got a question that came in. Ralph, how can I recognize someone's my twin flame? By the way, Ralph, I loved your video on soulmates. It's just that I'm a little bit greedy, Ralph. I want to find my twin flame. Forget about a soulmate, Ralph. Is that you too? You're like, I got my soulmate right now. I found my soulmate. But it's not enough. Oh no, it is not enough. You're not satisfied. You are after your twin flame. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? This is Sexology. Water, fire, hot, cold, yin, yang. Daddy's home. We're back. Now, I found my twin flame after going on Google. After a long time. You see, there is a difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. What is the difference, Ralph? A soulmate is your perfect match. A twin flame is your perfect mirror. Slow motion this side. So while we can have many soulmates in different countries, and a soulmate could be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, a random stranger on the beach, even the cat down the road. Twin flame is your perfect mirror. That's why it's very rare to find, okay? But how can you really know someone is your true twin flame? Did you grow up watching fairy tales, ladies? Are you still waiting for your prince? Yeah? Has he come yet? No. What happened? He got lost. Oh my gosh. Okay. What helped me along my journey to recognize someone's my twin flame? You just click. Have you ever met someone and it's really awkward? That's not your twin flame, by the way. Your twin flame, you have an instantaneous connection. Click. You just click. It's not an ordinary click, like with a soulmate click. It's a click like, oh my gosh, I've known you in different lifetimes kind of click. It's a click. Like, oh my gosh, we can read each other's minds right now, and this is really kind of trippy kind of click. It's a click where you don't even have to speak, but both of you feel each other. Okay? That's one little sign to recognize someone's your twin flame. Nothing is forced. You get off to a great start right off the bat. Okay? You're like, oh my gosh. I just feel you. I just know you. I just click with you. And we aren't even talking. Your twin flame is more than just someone you kiss at night. That's pretty beautiful, right? They are more than just your lover. Your twin flame is someone who is your best friend. Right now, who is your best friend and your lover and your therapist and someone who massages your toes? Who is going to do that for you? Who can you be yourself around without trying to try too hard? You will never have to force anything with a twin flame. Let me repeat that. Do you like when I say that? Do you like when I say that? Let me repeat that, right? You will never have to force anything with a twin flame.
They are your best friend. You can confide in them. You can become vulnerable with your twin flame. You can't do that with anybody else. Like you can do it with them. Like you can tell them secrets. They're not secrets anymore. You can dive deep with them. In essence, you recognize someone's your twin flame when you can have a lot of depth with that person. You have a greater intimacy. The level of intimacy with a twin flame is out of this world. It's like, whoa, my gosh. It's crazy. You see, with an ordinary person, intimacy is kind of, with a soulmate, it's pretty good. With a twin flame, it's like, out of this world. You start flying away. You are so intimate with them, not just in a physical way, in a mental way. You share the same heart space. Slow motion this side, Ralph. Now, it was all good just a week ago. That's kind of like how it is with a twin flame, because your twin flame is your perfect mirror. So they can read you like a book. You can't lie to your twin flame because they are your perfect mirror. They're just like you. To recognize someone's your twin flame, you know by asking yourself, how much does this person teach me about myself? Everybody can teach us about ourselves, but no. Your twin flame is really, 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 really gonna teach you about yourself. Oh my gosh, it's time to enroll in class right now. Get your books out. That's right. Your twin flame is your greatest teacher. And sometimes it is beautiful, it can become painful because they teach you and give you the hardest life lessons. Okay, they are teaching you more about yourself. They are your greatest healer too, because they help you work on unresolved issues within yourself. They are highlighting everything you need to work on within yourself. And that's why the twin flame relationship is the most passionate. Wait for it. It is the most intense. It is the most life-changing. It is the most beautiful. At the same time, it is the most challenging. Okay? It can become the most challenging because you are seeing your shadow side. They are cracking you open. Like a walnut. Crack. Oh my gosh, you're looking a bit shaky right now, baby. That's what your twin flame does. They open you up. They shake you up. They stir you up, okay? They make you feel things nobody else can. Nobody else can awaken you like a twin flame can. They help you evolve to a higher level of consciousness. Okay? Many times how it works is like this. You can recognize someone's your twin flame when you meet someone and all of a sudden you just click. But also, they start to help you open the doors of perception. They give you a greater perspective on life. They show you what really matters. Like, you could be like, okay, I'm so materialistic. When you meet your twin flame, all of that goes out of the window because you're like, okay, I get it. Right now, love is the most beautiful thing in the universe, the most powerful force in the universe. Oh, baby, they turn you into a poet. We ain't even had breakfast yet. You're writing now. Getting really creative. I've never felt like this before, Ralph. What's happened to me? That's what happens when you meet your twin flame. They bring out the best in you. However, they can also bring out the worst in you because emotions are so intense. You see, what's helped me along my journey is to realize this. You see, Your twin flame. You can't lose your twin flame. They will never disappear out of your life. However, to recognize if someone's your twin flame, take a pause moment. Doing that, great. Who are you so in love with? And they are so in love with you, same resonance, a sympathetic vibration. Both of you are vibrating towards each other. However, one of you is the runner. Okay, that's usually what happens in the twin flame relationship. And that's how you can really identify your twin flame. It's like both of you are like so good together, but one of you is running away because it's like so intense. One of you can't handle this amount of love. You're like, oh my gosh, did I just land on this Venus, like the love planet? What's happening right now? Okay? It can get really intense. One of you is usually the runner. And that's why a lot of times you know someone's your twin flame. You know someone's your twin flame when the relationship is usually on and then off and then on again. It's very inconsistent because with a twin flame, it is so intense. It's like an earthquake kind of intense, right? A soulmate is cool, right? They are your perfect match. You just cruise with a soulmate. But the twin flame is like the Holy Grail. When you meet your twin flame, it's going to be profound. It's going to be epic. It's going to be life-changing. And therefore, one of you might start to run away. Come back here. Right? So that's why a lot of people write to me and they're like, Ralph, I found my twin flame. Well, I thought I did. They just ran away, Ralph. Like, that's what happens. Sometimes you may not see a twin flame for a year, 2 years. However, they'll always come back because we ain't even had breakfast yet. They'll get hungry, right? They'll come back because both of you are one. Now, how to recognize someone's your twin flame? You have a deep familiarity. It's what I call the connection at first sight. Love at first sight. The connection at first sight, baby. Like, with a twin flame, to know if someone's your twin flame, like, look at different people in their eyes right now in your life. Just look at them in their eyes and then see how you feel. Are you like, do I know this person? Can I feel this person in my heart space? No, you can't. Go to the next one. Look at them right in their eyes and then feel. Close your eyes. Take a moment to feel. Then open them again and then look them right in the eyes. You see, when you have found your twin flame, you are going to look someone in the eyes who is your twin flame and you're going to have a flashback moment. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, we have existed in so many past lives together. I feel at one with you. Those eyes look so familiar, baby. Okay? And staring into their eyes, you feel this tranquility, this serenity. You feel at peace. You feel at one with them. And that's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. The eyes don't lie. Say it again, Ralph. The eyes don't lie. Say it again, Ralph. The eyes don't lie. It's in the eyes. That's why in ancient times, they would say the eyes are the windows to the soul. So start staring at people in their eyes. If you can't do it for more than 5 minutes, then they're not your twin flame. Sorry about that. Cat down the road is apologizing to you. 7-day vegan challenge. Now, we're having so much fun with a 7-day vegan challenge. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. Both of you will share the same food diet. I knew my twin flame because they were also eating a plant-based diet like me, stuffing a lot of grapes in their mouth too, and also bringing an avocado to a restaurant just like me. That's my twin flame, okay? So we think alike because we are one. You both share the same food diet without force. That's essential. Without force. ladies, fellas, ladies first, you are writing to me like, Ralph, I really love doing the 7-day vegan challenge. I'm really trying to force my boyfriend, my husband, my partner to start stuffing a whole load of grapes in his mouth, but he doesn't want to. He just wants to eat steak all day. And it's okay. That's not your twin flame, by the way, because your twin flame will always have the same diet as you without force. You don't want to force people to change what they are eating. Like, I'm good. I don't want to force anybody to change what they are eating. It's too late for that. With a twin flame, you don't have to force them. You don't have to tell them what to eat. Both of you share the same food language. Okay? Both of you are on maybe a raw food journey, a plant-based journey. You're giving each other food tips. And that's why both of you don't mind kissing each other for like 5 hours. Because, like, you know what's both going inside of you. It's just grapes. That's like really good. Full of anthocyanins and antioxidants and things like that. Now, how to recognize someone's your twin flame. What helped me along my journey was to realize this. When it comes to being with your twin flame, being in the presence of your twin flame, it's almost as if the world just comes to a grinding halt. The dolphins come out of the ocean and then they just jump up really high, then go back down. They're happy for you, right? Birds are singing for you. Oh, isn't that sweet, right? But the time you spend together, even if it's only a short amount of time before someone else starts running away, before they start running away, it is the most profound time ever spent in your life. You will never forget being in the presence of a twin flame. Let me repeat that. You will never forget being in the presence of your twin flame. So, deep divers, how many times have you met someone you've really liked? But then you're like, okay, fast forward a few months, you're like, oh, I can't even remember what they look like. With a twin flame, no, that's never happening. You can always remember what they look like. Because even if you only spend a few days with a twin flame, it lasts for an eternity. Slow motion this side. It is unforgettable. That's what you are. You're making me get all Nat King Cole on you, right? That's what a twin flame is, baby. They are unforgettable. Unforgettable. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. You will never, ever forget your twin flame, even if you only spend 5 minutes with your twin flame. However, most people, we just forget, right? You can't even remember that person you met last Tuesday. Exactly. With a twin flame, that's never gonna happen. Now, what usually happens in the twin flame dynamic and relationship and how to recognize someone's your twin flame, many times there's something standing in between both of you. Okay, that's why we always expect for twin flames to be together, and that usually isn't the case. Usually we are with our soulmate. People, the twin flame relationship that has manifested, if you've manifested it, you found the Holy Grail, because that is the pinnacle. That is the ultimate. And that can only happen when both people move all of the obstacles in the, they move all of the obstacles out of the way. Okay, many times there are obstacles standing in the way of twin flames. Sometimes it's your job, you meet them at an inconvenient time in your life, wrong time, family issues, you're just studying, they've got children already. It doesn't matter. They are your twin flame and you have to work past that, okay? Once again, a lot of the times there are obstacles in the way of the twin flame reunion. However, if both of you want it enough, you will rise past the obstacles. When both of you put the ego aside, to say, actually, these obstacles are nothing compared to our love for each other, then both of you will be together and make beautiful babies who will say, can I get a hello there? Right? The respect is mutual. How to recognize someone's your twin flame? The respect is mutual. I know that whenever you are in the presence of a twin flame, the ego dissolves. You see, many times we meet people and they bring us more into our ego. We feel we have to prove something to someone. To recognize someone's your twin flame, ask yourself, who do I have in my life where I don't even have to prove anything to them? Like, I don't have to try and impress them with how much money I... Actually, I don't have money, right? That's... how much money I have, where I live. You don't have to impress them. What I'm wearing, you don't have to impress them. They will accept you 100%, even if you only have a big... Even if you only have a bin bag wrapped around your head and you're butt naked, they will accept you, because that's what a twin flame does. When no one else will accept you, they will, okay? There is mutual respect. No ego when both of you connect. It dissolves, okay? Both of you deep down are rooting for each other. However, once again, a twin flame connection sometimes is the holy grail, so both of you have to make an extra effort to make it work. How to recognize someone's your twin flame? You don't have to chase a twin flame, even though they are the runner. They will always be drawn back to you. You don't have to force anything that is truly meant to be. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. You may not speak to that person for 3 months, but they'll be back if they are your twin flame. You don't have to speak to someone for 1 year, but they'll be back if they are your twin flame. You could have a little argument. Life isn't perfect, but you will always resolve it if they are your twin flame, because once again, your twin flame is literally you in another time and space. You can never be separated from your twin flame. It's impossible. They are a part of you. You are one. So you never have to force anything. You don't have to chase someone who is truly meant to be in your life. However, realize this, that to really recognize someone's your twin flame and to really make it work, you have to start focusing on what is most important. Okay? Now, you are attuned to each other. You have a resonance. Resonance meaning returning to sound. You are both singing the same song. You both have the same level of consciousness or the same level of awareness. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. So where you could meet someone and be like, yeah, my pineal gland, and they'll be like, what are you talking about? Why are you so deep around me? Right? That's not your twin flame. Your twin flame is on the same wavelength as you. They are vibrating at the same frequency as you. As you are changing your frequency, they are also changing their frequency. Both of you are aligned in the most beautiful complementary way. When you are with your twin flame, you feel at one with the universe because you are attuned to them. You don't even have to speak, but you are communicating something to them in the most serene, harmonious way. You feel each other without touching each other. What? Say it again, Ralph. Getting emotional out here. You feel each other without touching each other. Okay? And that's the beauty of it. I met someone on the beach and they're like, yeah, I don't really want to get into a lot of these 3D relationships. I'm only going to get into a relationship where someone can touch me without touching me. Isn't that beautiful? That's a twin flame, baby. It's coming for you. So there you have it, beautiful deep divers. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. They are your perfect mirror. And no matter how far they wander, they will always come back. And both of you, together, will say, "Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there?" Beautiful deep divers, we are chillaxing in the heart of nature, so smooth, with the birds all around us. Have a beautiful day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You! And there she is, twin flame over there. And there he is for you, ladies.
recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that YouTube. You know, I love Ralph because Ralph is straight to the point. Ralph helps you to get it in this fun, exciting type way, you know. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. All right, so, you know, the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame from Ralph's perspective and how I understand it as well, you know, a soulmate is your match, right? A soulmate is like your match on a level. You know, it can be a parent, mother, parent, father, you know what I mean? Father, child, you know, where you are like a divine match, right? But it's something about your twin flame. A twin flame is like your perfect mirror, you know, and I was lucky again to meet mine, you know what I mean? And that's exactly what that is. It's not always good, you know what I mean? It's a perfect mirror, and they will help you to find your shadow, not find your shadow self, but acknowledge your shadow side on a depth, you know what I mean? I mean, no play, like, you know what I mean? It's the most amazing, it's the most bittersweet type union, you know what I mean? But definitely your best teachers, you know, your best friends and your best teachers, and they will definitely find their way back home. You know, y'all will always find your way back to each other. Do y'all guys have that relationship with somebody where, you know, it's like no matter what it is, it can be on some divine shit or, you know, some synchronicity type shit, you know what I'm saying? But y'all just, y'all mirror one another and y'all just find your way back to one another, you know, no matter what, you know what I mean? And, you know, I personally fought myself to not be with my twin flame romantically in the beginning. But, you know what I mean? It just would not go away. And years later, I figured out, well, shit, that's what this is. Like, oh, my God. But simply amazing. So I hope you guys gotten some type of insight. You know, of course, this may be on a deeper level for you, but at least this sparked, you know, the 1111 within you to get deeper. You know what I'm saying, as far as whoever you're dating or whoever's in your life, you know, are they your twin flame? Are they your soulmate? However, right? And then also encourage you to study more, you know, go deep within yourself more, right? So the YouTube clip is here for you. And I encourage you to watch a lot of Ralph's other videos, you know what I mean, because he has a lot of great material. You and your twin flame click, and y'all click on like a soul level. That's how I like to say. You never have to force anything with a twin flame. You sure don't. Your twin flame, your twin flame is really, really, really teaching you about yourself. Yep. Teaching you the hardest life lessons. Absolutely. Your best teacher, your greatest teacher, and your best friend. Your twin flame relationship is the most beautiful, yet most challenging. That's that bittersweet I was speaking about. Seeing your shadow side cracking you wide open. There was a quote that I had posted. You know, sometimes we have to break our hearts over and over again in order for us to quote it verbatim, because I do not have it here. But I'm sure you guys get the point, right? Breaking your heart is not, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, but sometimes we have to get that heart broken over and over and over again and to bust ourselves wide open. You know what I'm saying? And a twin flame will definitely help you with that on a soul level, right? They bring out the best and the worst in you. Abso-fucking-lutely. Man. Twin flames always find a way back home. Yep. And you will never forget the presence of a twin flame. You absolutely will not ever forget the presence of it. It's indescribable, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to experience it for yourselves to know, truly. You know, we can attempt to describe it to y'all, but, you know, that's why Ralph says, and I say as well, it's very rare, you know. And some of us are fortunate to meet them, you know, again in this lifetime. So, yeah, twin flame, soulmate, all of that stuff is attraction, you know, because I go on to teach people that we don't find, you know what I'm saying, our twin flame. I feel that it's a divine attraction with anything. I don't think we ever find love. You know what I'm saying? I think that the best love is what you attract to you, like a moth to a flame, right? So, yeah. The eye don't lie. He said the eyes don't lie, but I wrote down the eye doesn't lie. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that third eye, your eye, right? Yeah, it just doesn't lie. You know what I mean? So trust your intuition. You know, follow that on a deep level, right? So, yeah, those are the notes that I took, and guys, I hope you guys gotten some out of that. I want to also read to you a poem that my beloved dear friend, Ashton Blake, had sent me right before the show, and I was reading it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, divine, right? So that, you know, I want to open up a, you know, portal for you guys, you know what I'm saying, to share your work with me. You know, if you have some artwork, if you have some music that you want played, you know, just anything like that, I don't mind featuring you guys' art and work in my shows, in my broadcast. I'm going to get that retraining underway because one of my dear friends, Shari, told me a show is something that you put on, you know, it's not who you really are, it's just, you know, a show. And she was like, a broadcast is something that you literally are doing, and it comes from the heart, and you know what I mean? It's not a show that you're putting on, right? And that's absolutely right, because we don't put on for people. You know what I mean? We want to it be informative and felt, right? So this is a poem that Ashton Blake sent me, and it's called Sleeping Cricket Deep. All right? And love taking, breath shaking is me. Amidst my dreams, hearts not breaking and love is baking. The visions are as they seem. Minds are blowing, never knowing what beholds their fate. Crickets chirping, non-discerning, follow me into the gate. Wow. And that was written today. And it's called Sleeping Cricket Deep. So, yeah, powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm going to actually put this in the show notes. I also put in the show notes, guys, Ashton Blake is a very profound author. And she actually has a lot of great work. I put the link to her Facebook page there. So you can contact her, you know, and check out her beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work, guys. And, you know, she coins herself as a female Stephen King. So be sure to check out Ashton Blake, guys. And that was a poem. And again, please send me an email at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com if you'd like to have your artwork featured in any of my morning segments. And, you know, on Saturdays also we're going to open the, you know, portal to have you guys, if you guys have music you want to feature, you know, I do my jam sessions on Saturdays. But, you know, we want to offer that to you guys, you know what I'm saying, to have your music featured on our broadcast. And, you know, you'll get with me and we'll discuss. And it's pretty much kind of like a album release party type deal. You know, I'll explain to you how it would go. But if you want to check out the archives, you know, Joshua Hill, which is also called Self-Made, I did an album release party with him. And you can go back and find that show in the archives. And that's kind of how, you know, it will go. It will go like that. I will kind of interview you, and, you know, you drop your music, you know, throughout the interview and so on. So, yeah, please email me, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. All right? All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, guys. And, yeah, so how to find your twin flame. So, yeah, go back, listen to that, study it, and I hope you now can have some discernment when it comes to knowing, is this a twin flame or is this a soulmate? All right. Till next time, guys. Peace and love.
The mood is set. You already know what's next. TV on blast. Turn it down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash when my body's screaming out now. I know you're hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, so I'ma drop them to the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, go and take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, softer than the mother boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I could tell you wanna. And now you want it like, want you to feel it now. Got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh. I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, go and take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just jeans. No jeans, take them off, wanna get your jeans. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that. Come here, baby, I don't wanna see you in just jeans. Nothing wrong with that. Say you like it how I feel and gotta tell me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just jeans. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like it, baby. You will be, you know that I like that.